FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police has questioned the timing of IPED's probe into KZN's top cop, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi.
It feels slightly premature in the early stages of such a high-profile investigation to already announce that you are investigating such a person. It not only creates doubt around the person, but it also has a massive impact on ground-level morale in the police.
The police watchdog's investigating an allegation that Mkhwanazi interfered with the arrest of a senior correctional services official 2 years ago. Recently appearing before the police committee, Mkhwanazi called the claims a smear campaign, saying there hadn't been enough evidence to arrest the official. Its chairperson, Ian Cameron, believes there could be an agenda against the commissioner.
He went as far back as about 15 years ago when he spoke to the committee 2 weeks ago and explained how he, those years, received certain instructions from high-ranking political figures not to investigate and who to investigate. So it was clear to me that over the years, he obviously would have gotten increasing amounts of resistance or people, let's rather say, just a longer list of potential enemies.
Mkhwanazi has until tomorrow to submit a sworn statement to IPED. In other news, energy regulator NERSA has given the green light to Eskom's tariff increase. Direct customers are set to pay up to 12.74% more next month, while municipalities will see a rise of 11.32% in July. The tariff hikes are part of Eskom's strategy to recover approved revenues and address financial challenges. NERSA's Charles Hlebela says a meeting with stakeholders was held last week to finalise the increases.
The decision has taken into consideration the comments raised by stakeholders, which include the impact of the approved retail tariff plan, the development of a long-term strategy to deal with cross-subsidies, and consideration for different cost structures.
And abroad, Israel has unleashed its most intense campaign on the Gaza Strip since a January ceasefire. Rescuers are now reporting that more than 220 people have been killed. It's prompted Hamas to accuse the Israeli government of ruining the truce. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the order was given after the militant group repeatedly refused to release hostages. The first phase of the truce ended earlier this month, with both sides yet to agree on the next steps. And back home, showers and thundershowers are expected across KZN this afternoon. Durban's a high of 26 degrees, Richards Bay 28 and Pietermaritzburg 24. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. I'm Tamasha Kanyi from the Newswatch team.